with pick one, the 2017 NAB AFL Draft, the Brisbane Lions have selected Cameron Rayner from the Western Jets Football Club.
You can feel the energy in Gillen's voice there as he announced that Cameron Rayner would be the number one pick for the Brisbane Lions. We thought it might be the case, but you never know until you know. And the young man himself has been good enough to join us this morning on The Breakfast Club. Cameron Rayner, good morning.
Good morning, boys. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem, buddy. Great to have you on. How have you found week one of your AFL life?
Yeah, no, it's been really, really good. I was very excited to get up here and get started to think. So now that I'm here and getting to meet everyone and getting into training, it's been, yeah, really good.
How big was the build-up for you last week, just going back to the draft on Friday night? How stressed did you get? How tense were you in the build-up to the draft on Friday?
Yeah, I think it was. Like, you do get a little bit caught up in it because you've been wanting it for so long. So thinking that it is, like, only a week away or a couple of days away, a few days before, it's pretty stressful. And to be honest, you don't know where you're going. So, you know, that the idea of not knowing where you're going to live in a couple of weeks is pretty daunting. But I think that's all part of it. And, yeah, it was just a good fun, good week. And got to spend it with good people in my family. So, yeah, it was good.
So when did you find out? It wasn't just as Gillen read the name, was it? Did Brisbane give you the heads up?
Well, yeah, I literally found out probably 10 seconds before Gillen. I got
really?
I got a text message. It was a lion emoji. saw that. And then literally before I could get my head around it, I literally looked up and Gillen was on stage. So it was pretty much, literally before he said it. So, yeah, I think, the weight was pretty much all part of it, and that nervous weight had a little bit more to the week, so it was all right.
Who sent the text?
Oh, my manager. So yeah, I had a chat to the Brisbane boys, literally 2 seconds, and he quickly flicked me a text, and I got on Twitch just then, so yeah.
So, Cam, how now, obviously, the Friday was such an exciting time for you and the family. How now do you change the mindset of being a number one draft pick and just being now one of the boys and going in and trying to gain the respect of the playing group?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think the draft is like everyone gets picked up, but I think you go in there, everyone on the same level. So, you know, it starts again, you've got to earn your stripes again. So doing all the little things right. And, I think it's been one of the big standouts that once, or in these first couple of weeks, that once you first get in there, it's just, yeah, everyone's on the same level again. So from now, we've just got to work it all, what I've been doing for the last couple of years, and then try to get back to the top.
So what's the setup going to be from now until Christmas for you? Who have they got you living with? Who have they buddied you up with at training? What's that process for you now?
Yeah. Well, me and Toby Wool are actually living in the CEO in our green spot, so he's looking after us there. And at training, Human Club is in Jared's area helping us out. So those two boys have been awesome. They come to pick us up from the airport and they've been and take us around the club. So yeah, those two boys have been great.
Have you got up to Luke Hodge yet and said, look, please, just look after me. Tell me everything you know.
Yeah, he's been pretty good. He's actually taken us out for brekkie this morning, so we're going to have a bit of a chat there. But, yeah, he's been awesome. Seeing the work that he put in yesterday in the running session was pretty big as well. So, yeah, some of the senior boys have been pretty good. Dane Bean, Zorko, they've all been very supportive.
Watch out, Cam. He'll make you pay.
You'll have to have light knees as well, won't you? Can I ask you about Luke? And you know, obviously, you're 17, 18 years of age, haven't played an AFL game, but to approach Luke Hodge, he is your teammate. Is it daunting? Do you get nervous or is it just excitement? What's it like? Or is he just another player?
Yeah, it is a little bit daunting. You know, it's a player that you look up to throughout your whole junior footy career. So it's a bit weird talking to him, you know what I mean? It's a bit weird seeing him. Like, I was sitting in the car yesterday and he dropped us home and I was just thinking to myself, like, who would have thought that Luke Hodge is dropping you home from training? So, but, he's just, he fits in pretty well. He's just, like, he actually is just another player and he doesn't feel like he's any different to anyone else. So, yeah, he's, like, one of the most approachable blokes you'll meet and he's easy to talk to, so it's been good.
Besides your family, obviously, was there one person that you rang after the draft just to thank him and say, thanks very much, you know, I've made it now, I'm on an AFL list?
I rang my best mate, Curtis Taylor. He's helped me out a little bit through these last couple of years, which has been good, but also rang my Jets coach, Tyron Baker, who's literally helped me out since I was 14, so he's helped me out with the journey, got me into the Maribyrnong College and then to Peg, so I gave him a buzz and thanked him, but I think it was just kind of like a complete effort from everyone, you know, all the junior coaches you have and all your mates you have going through school. I think they all help you out a little bit. So, yeah, I just gave a big thank you to everyone.
Was there a sense when your name was called out that you could finally start to move on? Because all through the year, your name has been touted as one of the top picks, and they keep using this Dustin Martin tag that I'm sure is probably sits a bit uncomfortably with you, considering the status that he's got in the game at the moment. But the fact that now you can actually just get on with playing footy without having to be the star draft pick?
Yeah, I think that's probably one of the biggest things that come away from the night, just that relief after you got picked up. Like, obviously not knowing where you were going to go or where you were going to live was a big thing, but just the relief of being picked up and knowing that all that talk was behind. And now I think that Dustin Martin talk will slowly drop away as well. So once I go out there and start playing my own footy, I think that'll come.
Do you think you actually do play like Dustin Martin, or is that an unfair tag? And have you been almost disappointed that's been put on you from a pressure point of view?
No, I don't really worry about the pressure. It's like it's just a thing, you know what I mean? People are going to say what they're going to say, but I think there's a few similarities in our game. It's probably just because we are, you know, same body shape, and we do like to kick the ball along and go for a bit of a run and use our body around the contest, but. Thing. I think there's similarities, differences in our game as well that separate each other from each other, I guess. So, yeah.
So what sort of expectations has Chris Fagan got for you? I mean, have you had that chat yet about what he wants from you in season 2018, or is it all still up in the air?
It's kind of all still up in the air. We've had a bit of a chat yesterday, but that was more just helping me settle in and get to know everyone. But, yeah, Fagan's been really good. He's an awesome bloke. And, yeah, I'm actually looking forward to see what he's expecting in the first year.
So, Cam, have you sat down with fitness staff yet? Have you sat down with weights coaches yet about what you're going to work on and what you're going to achieve? Because I think that sometimes gets lost a little bit after the draft, that they're so excited still. They just, we'll just go and get stuck into it. But what's the focus for you going to be this pre-season?
I think that, you know, the line's been really, really good with that. We're going to sit down in the next couple of days and plan everything out and make sure that we can get it to the level that it needs to be at. So I think one of the main things is getting my endurance up, and we're going to work with that a bit, but also making sure that, you know, not just running and still getting into the gym and making my body AFL ready.
Is there one person more than most that you're looking forward to playing against? Who'd you barrack for as a kid?
I'm a Bomber supporter, so I'm not sure if I really want to play against the Bombers. I'd like to play against him, Daniel Venables. We're a good mates, and going up against him would be pretty awesome. So if we got the chance to play against him, that'd be pretty cool.
And what about outside of footy? When you're not training and playing, what will you be doing up there in Brisbane?
These first couple of days, I just want to kind of float around and see actually what Brisbane is. Like, I've never really been to Brisbane before, so getting to know my bearings and that'll be pretty good. But all the boys have been really awesome. Said if you get any spare time and you're a little bit bored, they'll come pick me up and take me around. So, yeah, I just want to get my head around the joints, to be honest.
That makes sense. It's a big change. And hopefully you'll have a big career on the back of that big change. Cam, we wish you the best of luck, mate. It's a big tag to carry with you. Hopefully, as we said, though, you get a chance to just play footy now and be the best you can be up there at the Brisbane Lions. Good luck.
Sweet. Thank you.